The great thing about the anti-war movement over the past 10 years is that it has borne so many campaigns, so many slogans, so many platforms from which we all seek truth, justice, freedom and fairness. And from the heart of the anti-war movement was born a political party a few years ago. Our next speaker is someone whom we all recognize, we all respect. He's someone who started speaking about Palestine before anyone had heard about Palestine. He started talking about Iraq when it was still unfashionable. He's someone who has championed the weak and the downtrodden and the oppressed. He's someone who traveled to Congress and stuck it to them. Please welcome George Galloway.
Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, assalamu alaikum, peace be on all of you. I only have 2 minutes because the march beckons after Jeremy Corbyn, my esteemed parliamentary colleague. So let me curtail my remarks to these. We have a defense secretary, Foxy Liam Fox, mired in a sleazy scandal with his flatmate. What's a man of his age and wealth doing with a flatmate? We have a government mired in economic disaster, standing on the edge of a financial precipice, which the governor of the Bank of England told us this week was going to take us back to the 1930s, a decade which ended in war and disaster. We have an American economy lying flat on the floor. We have a parade of the former war leaders, the ones who started this whole affair, a sorry and sordid bunch they look, except for Mr. Blair. He's done well out of the war. He's now a multi-millionaire with 5 houses. But to borrow a phrase from my comrade Andrew Murray, there's not enough water in the River Jordan to expunge that damned spot, which will follow him all the way to hell, God willing. In February of 2002, in a debate in the House of Commons, Jack Straw, then the Foreign Secretary, I'm not making this up, said that our forces would be home by Christmas, just like they said in 1914 at the start of World War I. I rose in an intervention and I told Jack Straw our forces would not be home 10 Christmases hence. He laughed theatrically. It's recorded in Hansard in brackets. Laughter. He invited the House to laugh along with him. And oh, how they laughed. But they're not laughing now. And the families of thousands of our servicemen, killed, wounded, maimed and marred, will never laugh again. The rubber stamp Parliament, which voted for all of this, is worse today than it was then. And that's the message I want to conclude on. You see, we didn't stop the war, but we discredited it such that the criminal Blair can walk the streets anywhere in the world except the country of which he was Prime Minister 10 years ago. But it hasn't dulled the appetite for everlasting war down there in Westminster, as the current carnage this day in Sirte again makes clear. But as long as we tolerate a parliament of poodles with pagers who follow the leaders wherever the leaders want to go, our country will be dragged into still more war. As Orwell said in 1984, Eurasia has always been at war with Oceania. If we don't want Britain always to be at war with the Muslim world, we're going to have to one day get politicians like the next one who's coming, Jeremy Corbyn, in their hundreds in Parliament, rather than in numbers you can count on both hands. Wassalamu alaikum. Let's hope we're not still here 10 years from now.